International workers' solidarity needed Iran. State repression has not stopped a renewed wave of protests and strikes. Lucas Zebelin, Sozialistische Organisation Solidaritort, CWI Germany, a brief attempt to intimidate the thousands of Haftape sugarcane workers who have been on strike since the 14th of June. See Haftape sugarcane factory workers return to strike action on socialistworld.net. Was pushed back when four strikers who had been arrested after attending a protest in the city of Shush on the 14th of July were released the following day. The local governor had hoped to use these arrests as a way to force the Haftape workers to negotiate, but this did not work. The strikers continued with their regular protests and threatened to intensify them. This struggle is particularly significant because of the wide range of the Haftape workers' demands, including payment of back wages, reinstatement of sacked workers, and renationalization of the privatized company. In a previous strike at the end of 2018, there were calls by Haftape workers that a renationalized company should be managed by a workers' council and based on collective decision-making. The struggles of these workers, and others, are a key to building a genuine independent workers' movement that can both overthrow the dictatorial regime and also fight for a socialist alternative to capitalism. The release of these four strikers shows both the divisions and weaknesses in the regime. Facing an economic crisis, a renewed upsurge in COVID-19 infections, and a new wave of protests, the regime is both weak and divided. The combination of the fallen oil prices, the world economic crisis, and the Trump regime's economic sanctions is hitting Iran hard. Last month, the Iranian rial was trading at 130,000 to 1 US dollar. At the beginning of July, the figure was 230,000. Amidst the deepening economic and social crisis, a renewed wave of protests and strikes has begun in many areas. Recently, there have been protests in Tehran, Behbahan, Esfahan, Shiraz and other cities. The regime is reacting with both repression and concessions. Some sections of the state believe that the protests can be simply crushed. While the arrested Haftape workers were quickly released, another Haftape striker was sentenced on the 16th of July to 222 lashes for insulting officials and publishing lies and slander. The day after the Behbahan demonstration, the regime said it would deal decisively with further protests. This zigzagging was also seen when, on the 15th of July, the regime suggested that it might allow an appeal against the previous day's Supreme Court decision to uphold the executions of three young men, Amar Hossein Moradi, 25, Syed Tamjidi, 27, and Mohammad Rajabi, 27. Who had participated in the nationwide uprising last November against an increase in fuel prices. On the 19th of July, the Iranian judiciary ordered a retrial for the three. The threat of their execution produced a wave of opposition in Iran, supported internationally. Protests on the streets were seen in different places. On the morning of the 15th of July, the hashtag #DONTEXECUTE in Farsi was the most tweeted in Iran, with maybe 5 million posts, despite government attempts to disrupt the internet. Seeing an opportunity to attack the Iran regime, US President Donald Trump tweeted on the 15th of July, "Executing these three people sends a terrible signal to the world, and should not be done." #STOPEXECUTINSINIRAN. Trump, of course, ignored the executions of oppositionists already carried out, or threatened, by his friends running the dictatorial Saudi and Bahraini regimes. This shows why no trust at all can be put in capitalist leaders like Trump. They have no principles apart from defending the profits, interests, and power of their own ruling classes. But the Iranian regime will not simply give up. As part of its repression, it executed, on the 14th of July, two Kurdish men who had been convicted in 2015 of planting a bomb at a military parade in Mahabad in 2010, something they denied, saying that their confessions had been forced under torture. The labor movement internationally must defend democratic rights and support working people in struggle. Trade unionists and others worldwide must demand the release of political prisoners in Iran, an end to repression and the organize activities in solidarity with the protests of the Haftape and other strikers. Further reading on socialistparty.org.uk. Renewed protests shake Iranian leaders 40 years since the Iranian Revolution, learning the lessons for today's new working class struggles.